At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Dow Media station.
It's John and Lance.
No! Felony, jail, 10 years minimum.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, we're going to have to address this. The time may already be here. It was never about if, it was always about when. If you watched what Victor Wembanyama did yesterday, the when may be here. He's shaking people at the top of the key with step back threes. He did a rock the cradle dunk in the middle of the game, reverse rock the cradle dunk on the baseline. He got fouled. He had 40 points. Wembanyama was awesome, was unstoppable. I mean, he put it on Dallas, just really put it on. That's Anthony Davis that he's punking out there. It may already be here. It's already here. Victor Wembanyama.
Wow. I mean, they kicked their ass.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. No. And Wimby looked super comfortable out there. And then you had, what's his name? The rookie out of Baylor, VJ Edgecombe, had 34 points, the highest rookie debut since Wilt Chamberlain. The highest rookie debut, 34 points out of Baylor. 14 in the first quarter. He had 34. And I shot 26 times, so he was, including 13 threes. He was not afraid to get the ball up. But the rookie out of Baylor, the big twin, the Big 12 rookie of the year, went off for the 76ers and Daryl Morey yesterday, and in a win. It's 34. It's only happened three times where they've had. Fourth time you've had 30 or more for a rookie in his debut. I know Chamberlain had 43 in his debut and 28 rebounds. No big deal. Frank Selvey. That's a guy. He scored 35 in 1954. And then you have Edgecombe with 34 yesterday, and then Allen Iverson in 96 had 30 points, probably on 38 shots.
How about that?
Iverson wasn't afraid to get a ton of shots up.
He was 13 of 20. Tyrese Maxey, 13 of 24, 40 points. And Edgecombe, 34 points. Wow.
So it's the most points ever for a rookie, I guess, first quarter points. 14 first quarter points beat LeBron James's total that was the previous mark in 2003.
VJ Edgecombe. You want to guess what pick in the draft he was?
Somewhere.
Third.
Oh, the Reed Shepard number?
Mm-hmm.
Three. Yeah, but
we got Reed.
Number.
We don't need. Yeah.
Just as it's one game, it is historic. But he is the third overall pick.
How many points did Reed have in that G League game?
Yeah. I don't care.
We'll talk about that, too, to be fair.
I'm just pointing out.
Oh, you won't talk about that?
No, yeah, you're right. I won't talk about that because this guy did it.
The white guy looked bad. He had 30-something in the G League.
No, this guy did it in Boston. Reed's doing it in Rio Grande or whatever.
Tatum, so it's kind of like a G League team.
There's no Tatum. Who cares?
Okay.
He's the third overall pick. I'm just saying the differences. One third overall pick versus the other.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat Reed Shepard like people treat Justin Fields. I'm going to go all in with Reed protection. And I'm going to show the Justin Fields truthers how dumb they look. Y'all got to stop. Because I'm going to say things that don't make any sense that people think this guy has no idea what he's talking about. He is absolutely the stupidest person. Because that's what I think of when I hear the Justin Fields protectors over the years. How it's nothing. We're in like year five with Justin. Nothing's still his fault. I'll tell you right now, you're in year two with Reed. Reed doesn't look like he's it. I hope I'm wrong, but woo-wee. If we're not going to make threes at a high mark, we're definitely not beating people off the dribble. Listen, The Mark Price game, I'm not really seeing Mark Price.
Mark Price?
Not seeing
Mark Price. I saw that yesterday. Somebody said Mark Price. What?
Someone said Brent Price.
They said Mark Price greater than.
Greater than.
Because Mark Price was a
really, really good NBA player.
Oh, tremendous.
Well, that's where we started with Reed. Yeah. Now I saw yesterday Brent Price greater than Reed Sheppard.
Yeah, we're on Brent, and soon we'll be at. I'd be happy if he's a Paxson, John or Jim. I don't care. Mm. If he just became a Paxson or maybe a.
A Paxson?
Yeah, John or Jim Paxson.
Or a Kerr.
Spot up. A Kerr. I'd be happy with a Kerr. A Trent Tucker. Yeah. I'd be happy with a lot of these things. I'm not really seeing Mark Price at this juncture. I'm not seeing a point guard. And right now, I'm not seeing a guy who's going to make a lot of threes. I did see him bank one in from top of the key.
Yes, he did.
So he did bank one in,
which
meant that the ball was so far past the rim that it hit the backboard first. So that was one of his makes. So we'll see. It's one game. Tari Eason. I'm giving Tari Eason the same grace. Only I've seen Tari play really well during an extended period of time. Reed's got to show us that. All jokes aside, Reed, these next five games are going to be really big for Reed Sheppard.
Forget Brent Price. How about Bryce Drew?
He's the future coach of Grand Canyon University?
Yeah.
That's what Reed Sheppard has in store for himself.
That's where Dennis Lynn
did hit. Remember, he banked one in a basketball game.
Yes, Valpo beat Ole Miss.
No, but Bryce Drew is probably all right.
That's closer than Brent Price.
First-round bust Bryce Drew.
Right.
I don't like that.
I don't either, but you don't have to like it for it to be potentially accurate.
Bryce Drew?
Yeah.
What are we doing, Bryce Drew?
No one likes that.
No one likes it, but that's the closest yet.
He wasn't a true point.
It ain't none of the other names you mentioned.
We can't come up with a good white guy.
If he's Steve Kerr, give me Steve Kerr right now.
So Mason was trying to defend him the other day. He goes, he could be Matthew Dellavedova. I said, I don't think he's Dellavedova. I don't think he has that kind of dog in him.
And you don't want that from your third overall pick.
No, I don't want Dellavedova with the third pick. But who cares where he's drafted? That's irrelevant now. Now you just need to become a functional player on your roster who does his job. You know what? Feed the dog. That's all we're asking you to do.
At some point, he's going to go on a Jeremy Lin run.
Well, that's good. We know what happened.
You mean for another team? Because Jeremy Lin wasn't originally a Nick. Is that what you mean?
He's
going to get released and go to another team?
Wasn't he a Rocket first?
I think he was like a Warriors camp guy at one point.
No, but the Rockets had him at one point, too.
And then he went to the Knicks and was great.
For like 25 games.
that was a magical 25. It's kind of like Johnny Manziel.
Lin-mania.
What about when Johnny Manziel played good for
He was a Knick first, and then Daryl was like, I want that guy. At least officially.
I think he was in a camp for the Rockets.
Yeah, he was in a camp for the Rockets.
And then he didn't even make it on the roster.
No, he didn't.
And then he was a Warrior, I think.
He was a Warrior. And then he went to China. So.
Reed Mania. That's what we're going to have.
Which Reed would you rather have right now in the backcourt?
Ryan.
Reed Sheppard or Marcel Reed? Playing right now.
Oh, Marcel is having a much better year.
Now he'll turn it over.
Is he a hooper?
I don't know, but we'll give it a shot if we can't get this going with Reed Sheppard. It goes like this: Aaron Holiday second, and then Marcel Reed third.
I think he's got bigger aspirations.
Well, if the Aggies get beat by somebody in their match, although with one, can the Aggies get in with one loss?
Yeah, they're in the SEC. Yeah, of course they should be able to.
Yeah. Now they don't want it to be a loss to a team they're not supposed to lose to.
Even like still, a one-loss SEC team's making it to the playoff.
Absolutely.
All one-loss teams.
Well, not depends on what conference you're in.
No, all one-loss SEC teams.
Yes.
Speaking of SEC teams, Mack Brown was on a podcast and talking about Sark giving up the play calling. He was talking about one of these older coaches that was saying to him, you're going to have to give it up eventually because you don't have the energy with all the stuff that goes on and all the things that you have to do. And here's Mack Brown explaining how difficult it is when you're the head coach giving up play calling duties.
For Steve to change, number one, he has to feel like he's had enough and he's too busy with all the stuff
right.
with Texas football.
Recruiting and NIL and revenue sharing and everything else that goes into it. That's just on the side. That's not to mention the football itself.
No, and this is a big monster. It's a huge deal to do all this. The second thing he's got to do is find somebody else that's as good as he is. And that's really, really hard to do. And then the third thing he's got to do, when you bring a guy in, you've got to let him do it. And that was really hard. It's hard for me when you hear him call a play on third and five and you're thinking, Jesus Christ, that's awful. I wouldn't call it play. Well, you can't stop him because you got 15 seconds left and it's already to the quarterback and you've sat in the meetings and you have the plans, but you got to let the guy do it if he's going to do it. So just to change is easy to say. It's hard to do.
You know, it is true when you think about it. I don't know if Lanning calls the defense. I don't think he does. Kirby doesn't call the defense.
Hey, D'Amico gave it up.
D'Amico gave it up. Nick Saban didn't call the defense. Now, you can be involved in installation and how things get done. But remember, Bill O'Brien gave up play calling, and then he would go in. I heard directly from Deshaun's guy. Bill would come in. Who was it that was Tim? Who was the play caller before? Do you remember the offensive coordinator that was with Bill O'Brien? I'll think of it in a second. And they would be on the same page, and then they said Bill O'Brien would come in on like Thursday and like change all this stuff. Why are we doing this? Use this. They would change. He would change terminology. He would make changes that were really tough on the offense. And he wasn't. He said, "Yeah, you're going to call the plays," and then Bill would come in and mess it up. You got to stay out of it. And Sark's going to have to stay out of it. Now, I do think Sark is going to be as good a play caller as you're going to find over there, but I just think it's a case of he can't make chicken soup out of chicken bleep. I think that's what it is. And you still have to do that. Like it's very easy. Get the ball to the perimeters with quick game. You're going to have to get your quarterback on the run. You're going to have to run power with your quarterback from time to time. You're going to have to run counters where it looks like power and it's a reverse to a wide receiver. You're going to have to get creative. And Sark thinks he can just run his standard offense out of the pocket. That ain't going to do it. That's clearly not going to work with Arch Manning. No. He's not that kind of quarterback. You may have thought he was. We need to put whatever your thoughts were on Arch Manning, you need to just erase it and say, this is actually who he is right now. Not very good. Not a very good passer. He's tough. He can run.
How about put in, you know what they need? A Colin Klein offense.
Yeah. It's true.
That's what they need.
Kansas State Colin Klein, not Colin Klein at
no,
not
no,
Colin
no.
Klein at Texas A&M.
But Colin Klein would get the snap, take a couple of seconds, and then run. That's what he needs to do.
Now, what Paul Feinbaum told me was that Arch was the greatest college quarterback since Tim Tebow.
Yeah,
and if that's the case, then run Tebow offense. Now you're going to have to get a lot better tight ends. You're going to have to get some very edgy wide receivers that could do jail time. A better offensive line. You probably don't have around you what Tebow has.
Are there any pouncies at Texas?
No pouncies.
Well, we need a pouncy.
We need a pouncy.
Multiple
pouncies. Texas needs a few pouncies up front.
Yeah. Well, yes, they don't have any pouncies. They do not.
Who was it that used to beat everyone up? Percy Harvin?
Well, he would beat up a coach.
Beat up coaches.
Two.
Golden Tate before the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Women.
Did he hit women? Okay. I mean, it's on the table.
I don't know.
No, you're thinking of Chris Rainey. That was another criminal.
Oh, that's right. That was another criminal.
Another small, fast guy in Florida.
Yeah, that's right. That's another criminal.
I'm kill you when I get a chance. Like, hey, buddy.
They want to get back to the Urban Meyer. Oh. Yeah, they're trying to find a coach now that's going to get them back to the Urban Meyer criminal days.
Oh. Florida? Yeah. You know, ask Tom Osborne. He used to get a bunch of corn-fed country boys, and then at one point he just said, screw it. Give me the Peters brothers. Yeah. Give me Lawrence Phillips. Well, let's get some criminals in here.
How about Barry Switzer?
Wreck shop.
Barry Switzer? Let's run some guns through here.
What are we doing? Let's get some Miami didn't exactly have the greatest guys in the world.
Some of them
were just edge guys, like Jerome Brown.
Yeah.
You know, they had guys with some edge.
And then
some of them weren't great.
Not all of it was great.
Some of them wasn't great.
But
I got news for you. A lot of the great teams in college football history had some troubled individuals. That's just what history tells us.
That's the way you win. Let's get some more criminals in here.
I mean, it's not a convenient truth, but there's some facts to it.
I am watching all the highlights from Wemby last night.
Isn't it crazy?
Holy crap.
His highlights is like a video game.
I'm watching all 40. All 40 of his points. Goodness
it's,
gracious.
The way he got them is really scary.
I'm not appreciative of him being in this division.
No.
And having to face him four times a year.
No.
I don't like it.
Well, he's got to deal with Alpie.
Sure.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, he do.
And
Clint, you know
Capella.
What? He didn't
the
like it either.
We call
Alpie
it the
got
three.
Physical with him.
Well, yeah. That was rookie up. Year.
Yeah,
Wimby.
Well, guess what?
The one who saw those Shaolin monks.
Yeah.
We're in his head.
In the offseason?
Did he go see monks?
Yes.
Catch some Alpie.
Remember he was coming off the blood clots, I think? So he had to miss a good portion of the year. He only played 46 games last year.
Coming off that Bumba clot that we gave him.
Well, I don't know how long that's going to be a thing.
See, Alpie gave him blood clots.
Yeah.
Probably
not that he's seen Shaolin monks and he's gone full Wu-Tang. I'm not sure that Wimby's probably in a different – he's probably pretty centered.
He said
now.
It after the game, talking about – he thought about what could have been and what he could have lost.
He's got a rake with some sand gardens and some rocks
possibly.
In different places.
He was also playing soccer. Yeah. But he talked about how, hey.
Yeah, playing pickup soccer with kids in France.
Things I thought I could have lost if the diagnosis went a different way. And now he's got a whole different mindset. So
Well, He doesn't seem to care because he's stepped back three
arms. This is the mindset.
Yeah. The mindset is I'm going to be a selfish basketball player and take all the shots.
Yeah, how about sharing the ball, Wimby?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was he inefficient last night?
No, that's not
no,
the point,
but
Mel.
That doesn't
get
matter.
Get other people involved.
Wait a minute.
Let the crappy players shoot.
Get other people involved.
Wait a minute.
Because what's going to happen if you're gone? If you get hurt, like because you're made of sticks.
He went for
if you
40.
Get hurt, get
he
the other guys
40
ready.
Points on 21
I know,
shots.
But you're missing the big picture.
Yeah.
When you get injured, how are you going to win?
He only took 21 shots.
Yeah, I know, but get guys ready.
Yeah.
Share the basketball.
40
he took 21
share
shots
the ball.
And scored 40.
So what I'm taking from this is you score 40. And yep. And
on 21 shots?
40 on 21 shots. And by the way,
how many threes did he make? That's
only
the anti-Iverson.
Only one. He got to the free throw line 11 times. 40 points in 30
we got
minutes.
Another SGA on our
40
hands.
Points in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, let some other guys. I thought you were supposed to be unselfish if you become a monk or something. Right? Whatever.
That's not Zen. That's not Zen of him to shoot 21.
It's
not even that high a
it's
shot.
Not that
total,
high of a
21.
Shot total, actually. Man, not for him.
I would imagine there's some guys in the locker room
shots.
Who are already bad.
He needs to take about five shots a game.
Ball hog. We need to chant ball hog every time he has the ball when he's here. Just
ball
try to get in his head.
Hog.
Ball hog. Ball hog.
Yeah.
Try to get him to shame him into giving the ball up.
And a lot of them were just alley-oops that he caught and dunked. Oh,
big deal. 7-6.
Big deal.
Guess
anyway.
What? I can dunk on a Nerf goal. Ooh, look at me. Yeah. I can dunk on a bitty goal that's 7
you,
feet tall.
Can you cook Derek Lively above the arc and knock down a step back three?
Back in the day, yeah.
Hey, so, wait a minute. So, were we considering that the Spurs are up? I don't think we had the Spurs in contention here, did we?
Didn't seriously think Wimby was going to be the best player in basketball.
No, in the West, it's going to be, right, it's Oklahoma City. Are the Lakers? Huh? It's going to be Golden State. It's going to be Minnesota. It's going to be Memphis.
Denver.
The Rockets. No one. Wait a minute. We weren't even thinking the Spurs were going to be any good. We can't have this. All right? No. We can't have this.
Well, we knew Wimby was going to be pretty good. Pretty
Dallas
fast.
Is good. Dallas is supposed to be really good.
They
not
got
last
punked
night.
Yesterday.
We'll see. They don't really have a guard until Kyrie comes back.
Yeah, we don't have a guard either, remember?
You saw what happened when you don't have guard play.
Yeah, we don't have one of those either.
But they also don't have Kevin Durant and the rest.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you, Dell.
Wimby looks
you saved
really,
the show.
Wimby looks really good. We're going to DM up with Kevin Durant, our own Wimby.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, you don't
Kevin
want anything like that.
We'll go with Kevin Wimby on Wimby.
Yeah.
I get the rationalization that you're doing. I still don't like what I saw last night.
Oh
that's all I'm
God.
Saying.
No, he's going to be a good player. But
a
like
great
I said,
player.
Do you want to, what's going to happen when you get injured?
This
he's
is
the
terrible.
Jaden Daniels of
wait a minute. What's going to happen when Kevin Durant gets injured?
Why you got to put injury on him? That's terrible.
If you're playing that game, what's going to happen when Kevin Durant gets injured?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Why would you say it?
Why would you say that?
You have to
Kevin
be a little
Durant
self-aware of the guy you have on your roster. When you're saying
there's
what you're
no
saying.
Reason to believe that this won't be his healthiest year, Kevin Durant.
Hmm.
I have every intention of watching Kevin Durant play 81 games.
I'm sure you do have that intention.
I think
do you
we're
think it was
give
a good
one
start?
Day off. We'll give him one day off.
Do you think it was a good start that he had to play 40 plus minutes in game one?
Double overtime.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and Kevin Durant did take responsibility. Kevin, what happened out there? Well, I missed a free throw and I had a stupid foul. But do you think that's fair that it's on
we
you?
We got a break. He's we like, got a break.
Yeah, yeah, it's fair.
Wait, listen. Oh, my God, David. Reed will be a Cooper Price. No, he's not a Cooper Price.
Cooper Price is a company.
He just took a Cooper Manning into a Price brother. That's Price. Awful.
Cooper Price is a business. What is it? A financial company or something?
No, it just sounds like it.
Bryce Drew, hell, I would take Kim Perrott at this point.
Oh,
rest in peace. Goodness gracious, nope. Tony. Nope. That's terrible. Rest in peace, Kim Perrott. And Tony.
I'll take a BJ Armstrong there. I rolled it back to Iowa.
Okay, we need to go higher or lower on Reed Shepard.
All right, underdog fan. As a matter of fact, no, they're not going to have it for Friday out just yet. But I don't know, man. I don't know which way I'm going to go. See, that's the thing. The Rockets are back in action tomorrow. They play Detroit. Now, Detroit's got some – kind of the young Eastern Conference Rockets. So, take a look at what the game – what happened in last game. And I'll give you an example. I'm going to go higher on the Tari Eason stuff. Whatever Tari Eason's doing, I'm going higher. You know why? Because I think he has a bounce-back game. I think that's going to be the case. And so, when you're watching these games, you know, one of the best ways to play Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em Challenge is to pick – a few different teams you're following, four or five teams, and really lock in so you know those teams really well in football and basketball. And today we'll talk about football. You got Thursday Night Football going on right now. So lock in on those two teams. Go study them right now. Study how they've been playing. Study in how teams have done. You know, you can look at a lot of the fantasy stats if you want to. And then make a determination based on how the game is going to go. You pick higher or lower on different stats. And you can pick up to eight players. You know, you can go up to eight players, go as few as two players. And the more you pick on the stats, you know, higher or lower, and the more you hit, the more you're going to get paid, obviously. But that payout goes really, really high. So you've got an opportunity right now to make great money legally in the state of Texas. All you have to do is make sure you get with Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. And what they do is give you $100 in bonus funds and bonus entries. And then from there, you get $100 when you play your first $5. But big deal, $5, no problem at all. And before you know it, you're watching the games, and then you're playing along with them, and you're making money with your sports knowledge with Underdog Fantasy. Promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So for those of you just waking up, you haven't heard Chauncey Billups, the Portland Trailblazers coach, former Detroit Piston, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested this morning as part of investigations related to illegal gambling. Not only them, about a half hour ago, Lance, my boy told me, he said, watch for Damon Jones. His name's going to come up. I'm not sure. He also got arrested. Now, I was going to say, hey, Damon Jones is, but I didn't want to do it because I, because you got to have two sources. Well, I got a source now, ESPN. It's saying Damon Jones arrested Thursday on charges he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets. So. This is not good. The thought is to I can't even say this. I don't know. I don't want to implicate him even further. But Damon Jones is in some trouble as well. Former Coug from Galveston. He played for the Rockets too, right? Didn't he play for the Rockets for a stint?
Yeah, I think so.
His latest thing was he was with the Cavaliers, player and assistant coach. So. That's Damon Jones also in the middle of this thing. But this is the first time, well, Pete Rose. But was Pete Rose arrested ever? Yeah, Pete Rose was arrested, right, for gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he did time, right?
Was he arrested?
Pete did time for gambling, didn't he? And... You know, but this is the first time since Pete Rose that we've seen anything like this with Chauncey Billups.
Well, Pete Rose Jr. got arrested for drug trafficking. But as far as the father, I have not seen.
No?
I know Buddha from baseball. We all know that. But I have not seen.
No, he's not, he never.
He was sent to prison for something else, right? He got a 5-month term for something else.
I think it was tax evasion.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was tax evasion.
Yeah, but it wasn't related to why he got kicked out of baseball.
Okay. Well, this is something that we have not seen since the likes of Pete Rose, where I listen. They had this is what they do. The FBI, they storm your house. They have 10 cars on hand. They storm your house. They take your phone. They take your laptop. They give you no warning whatsoever. They did this with Chauncey.
Well, they did it with what's his name from John Bolton the other day.
It's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
Before at 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning before you're awake.
Yeah, because they don't want you to be able to get rid of
any evidence.
Get rid of any evidence.
I know multiple people that this has happened to, and it is a whirlwind, and it is you're like, they sit you down. You just woke up. You can't no coffee, no nothing, and they want you to start talking, and it's awful. It is an awful, awful experience. I know it's a couple of guys it's happened to, and it's dizzy. I mean, you're dizzy by it. So this is the way they did it with Chauncey and probably Damon Jones. I don't know, but I've heard that Chauncey he was in a hotel, right? He was in New York.
No, they had a home game last.
Oh, they had a home game last night. Okay, so. But they do it all at once. It's all coordinated. You know, they're gonna arrest everybody at once, so nobody can talk. Nobody can. Oh, I heard he was arrested. I get rid of all this stuff. Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and Damon Jones all on Thursday morning. So it's man, this is gonna be a big deal. Cash Patel is gonna have a press conference later today, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So that's gonna happen. We are going to have. In a half hour, Josh Pate to talk about this college football weekend, which is another big, really nice college football weekend. So we got that going on, which is nice. Let's catch up on breaks. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. But you, Lance, need to talk about Zadik Jewelers.
Yeah, Zadik is Zadik gives you a great opportunity to find exactly what it is that you're looking for any occasion. And that's fine. I'll focus on engagement rings. Do you know that they can design an engagement ring exactly in the way that you're looking for? They can do exactly what you're looking for. Maybe you don't know what you're looking for. You just know you want it to look different. You know, you want it to be unique. And so what you do is you go into Zadik and you say, okay, I want something that looks special. They will start to work with you on the diamond, the cut, the clarity, the type of the color of the diamond. They will work with you on that design. If you've got a picture in mind, they will work with you on designing exactly what it is that you want or something that she wants. Maybe you tell your future, if you could pick any engagement ring, what would it look like? Go find me a picture online. Now, you're kind of cat's out of the bag. She probably knows what you're doing. There's a lot of people who bring their future fiance slash wife in, and they do the shopping together because they want to make sure that she gets exactly the type of ring that, you know, she wants, and you keep it within the constraints of your budget. You can do that too. I just know that Zadik is a winner. Zadik has been doing this for over 4 decades. The Zadik name has been synonymous with incredible jewelry and luxury watches and any piece of jewelry or diamond, loose diamonds, diamond engagement rings, pendants. They've got it all. And the biggest designers in the world are available at Zadik. In many cases, they're a boutique location, meaning they get very specific pieces that no one else is going to have. It's Zadik Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, a beautiful 28,000-square-foot location, Zadik Jewelers.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You know, we haven't even talked about the 49ers. Got the 49ers this week. They have beaten the Rams. They beat Seattle, at Seattle. At the Saints, they won. They beat Arizona. They beat at the Rams on that Thursday night game. They beat Atlanta. But all their 17-13, 16-15, 20-10, 26-23. They scored 19 against Tampa and lost. That's the most they've given up this year is 30. This is a team that is going to come after you. This is a team that is not offensively just – I love Eddie Pinheiro. I got him on my fantasy team. He's unbelievable. Puts up 20 a game because that's all they do is kick field goals and long field goals. So this game with the Texans' offense – the way that it is, their offense, the way that they are, honestly, this could be a 9-6 game. Is Brock Purdy? Do we know? Do we have any idea?
They are expecting him to play.
Okay,
it hasn't been official, but what I read yesterday is I think there's a belief that he will go.
So are they better with Mac Jones?
If he did, it's just healthy, another disastrous quarterback contract.
We saw what happened.
Where you could have just gotten away with having somebody cheat run your team.
They rushed him back, and he stunk in the game against the Jags. It's the reason the Jags won that game. He was bad. And they say, you know what? You're not healthy, so we're going to sit you down again. If he's healthy, he's better, I think. Huh? But if it's the same guy we saw to start the year because he's not – Then no. For this game, you play Mac Jones.
And what do you do about Christian McCaffrey?
You pray.
That's all you can do is pray.
And they got George Kittle back, right?
Yep, Kittle's back. They got Kendrick Bourne, who was reborn. That Thursday night game, holy crap! It was unbelievable. How many? Let me see how many. It was ridiculous. How many catches he had? He had 10 catches and 11 targets, 142 yards. I mean, Mac Jones it's the only guy he threw to. You know, they haven't had Ayuk. They haven't had Pearsall. They lost Debo in the offseason. Juwan Jennings has been in and out. He's played just 5 games. I mean, the San Francisco the last couple of years has been the Astros. All the injuries. I mean, it's been unbelievable how many injuries that they've fought and fought through. But this is a bad game to be having right now. A defense that doesn't give up points with an offense that can't score. It's the movable object against the. I mean, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good.
You got a defense on your side, too. Can you create turnovers?
Had 4 turnovers the other day and lost.
That was on the road. But you're at home where that crowd is going to push you forward a win.
During this stretch of suck that the Texans have had, where they've won 6 of their last 15 games. They've had 5 turnovers against Detroit and lost. They had 4 turnovers against last week, and they lost. I mean, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but those were in prime time.
Coaches are full of crap. Got to win the turnover battle. No, you don't.
Actually, you know, the Texans losing both those games were almost historic, considering how when you have a plus 3 and then a plus whatever they had against Detroit.
We can change trends now. Okay? We can change history.
Okay, how many turnovers do they need to force on Sunday for you to feel good about?
12. 12 turnovers. That's what they need. And maybe they'll win. Maybe. 4 turnovers and you lose the game. I mean, that is just unbelievable. That is just unbelievable. Yeah, we got to turn the ball over. Really? Then what are you going to do with it, Nick Cayley?
Can't wait for Sunday. You're going to have all the references to the connections between D'Amico and Kyle Shanahan. That'll be a big part of the story.
Oh, that's great.
Who's calling this game?
Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh is going to come in here and just, I don't feel good.
You don't like it, huh?
No. Not Robert Saleh. Well, not only have a defense that'll kick, he'll kick your ass. He told Liam Cohen he'd kick his ass. That's what he told him. I will end your world, he said, I think.
Keep my name out of your mouth is what Liam Cohen said, though.
Yeah, well, but Robert Saleh came back and said, I will end your world.
Yeah, Robert Saleh let him know in no uncertain terms.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, I got out of hand. I didn't need it.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Hard in the paint. Oh, yes, you did. And he's scary.
You meant
it. Duval.
He's scary, too.
Yeah, we got – did we have Jim on forever? Let's get Jim in here.
Yeah, let's get Jim.
What about Jim?
And then guess what? When we come back from a break, go ahead.
On a few things, Matt Maloney first.
Oh,
second, got to say, you're talking about the gambling and sports. I mean, I'm a libertarian personally. What people do is their own business. But, you know, the Ohtani thing, of course, I hate the Dodgers. The Ohtani thing just stinks to high heaven. I'd like to see an investigation like that on him. Not that I don't think he's a great player. But I watch what they did to Pete Rose, and it just doesn't wash.
What did they do to Pete Rose?
Kicked him out of the game.
Yeah, they had evidence on him.
We got evidence on Ohtani, too.
You do?
Second of all, I need Lance and John Endell to comment on, you know, Ballard's done a hell of a job, and look at our general manager and his inability to understand how a foundation is built to build an NFL team. And we just can't be held hostage with our quarterback. I mean, he is not making pre-snap reads. I would have gone to Schultz every play until they stopped it. I mean, I just don't understand what we're doing. And I just don't see this team. I think it's a bad year. And that's all. Thanks.
Yeah, it's not a good one, that's for sure. I mean, especially with this run that they're this upcoming schedule. Listen, yeah, we can – oh, look at Chris Ballard. This is the first year in a while that he's – I mean, they've been really good. Now, I will say this.
It hasn't been because of the offensive line, though.
No, the offensive line has been good. They've got weapons. You know, Pierce is good. Pittman is good. Tyler Warren, Jonathan Taylor, he's got weapons.
There's a lot of hits. Those are all draft picks, by the way. Every one of his offensive linemen are a draft pick. Every one of them.
But it's taken him 4 years? How many quarterbacks
it's
to find?
It's all been the quarterback, yeah.
Yep.
But it hasn't been the offensive line. It hasn't been the position players. It just gets to the point that this is why it's terrifying for teams to step away from a quarterback who might be average.
Yep.
Because the fear is, what if it happens like the Bills after Jim Kelly? What if it happens like after Andrew Luck quit? And look what the Colts went through. You can have a lot of talent out there, but it doesn't matter if your quarterback's bad. And the Colts had some average quarterbacks. Then they went bad quarterback Anthony Richmond. Yep. Now they've got above average quarterback who's playing well in the system. And look what they're doing. They're winning.
Well, and they're not paying them, and they're paying other guys. And look what happened.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to pay them. You know what conversation we haven't had yet? Right. What do you do with them after the season's over?
Right. I know what I'm going to do if I'm buying a house. I'm going to call Kent Jones at DreamRate. That's what I'm going to do. He's been doing this since the 90s. So if you've been doing something for 30 years, if you've got over 1,400 career closings, if you've been in the middle of this business forever, even if you're just thinking about buying a house, you know, call Kent and let Kent, you know, he can advise you on when to lock in. He can advise you on how much you can spend on a house, what you can afford, okay? He can advise you on which is the best loan. He can advise you on a buyer's agent that might even rebate part of their commission just to get your business. He can advise you on the best survey, title, all of these things. He knows everything. Well, I can't say he knows everything about this, but when you've done it for 30 years, you know. If you know, you know, and he knows. Shop your loan. Brokers are better. In most cases, brokers, that they suck because they're going to take money. This one is going to save you money. This broker saves you money. So you're buying a home. I don't care if you bought 20 homes. You're not as good at this as Kent Jones is. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 248-2473. Jaken Jones, NMLS number 356-118. Equal housing lender.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. We got calls, 713-780-3776. We got Josh Pate at the top of the hour, so this is a quick segment to get to Josh Pate on time, brought to you by Walmart. Let's get Reese in here. Hey, Coach, what's going on, Reese?
Hey, what's up, John? Hey, I got a question about CJ because it looks like the season is over. So my question is there going to be a third offensive coordinator coming in here? Because usually when a young QB isn't doing well, they always use the excuse of, well, he had these so many coordinators in this minute. So it's there'll be no stability there if he gets another coordinator. And then I've also seen something where it says CJ Stroud is fed up. Well, what does CJ need? Because since his rookie year, he hasn't looked good. And just like the previous caller said, he ain't doing nothing pre-snap. Now, I feel like he already has in his mind where he wants to go with the ball. But anyway, I'll just hang up the list, man. Just talking to guys.
Well, you know, I think there's stuff going on with the wide receivers because there was a couple of plays that broke down and, you know, the blitz was coming from one side and nobody stopping. Nobody ran a hot read route. And CJ just gets killed, and we're blaming CJ or we're blaming the offensive line. I think the wide receivers are playing a big part of this. I think Higgins was asked about it, Noel was asked about it. There was a play where Nico was on the side of the blitz, just ran down the field, and CJ was looking that way. Nothing, you know. I think that this thing that D'Amico is talking about quite possibly could be a big problem with these young wide receivers. Not knowing what the hell they're supposed to do.
It's possible. And sometimes it could be choice routes. So, you know, one of the things that gets mentioned a lot is choice routes. So you got to read a defense in a certain way, read the leverage, and you run a route based on that. So you and your quarterback have to be on the same page. If they're misreading it, then they're not going to be in the place they need to be. And that could be an issue, too. So that's something that's a little bit more complicated that he could be referring to. It sounds like when we listen to D'Amico, I feel like we need to play the sound again for everyone to hear it, but it sounds like he's talking. As a matter of fact, Dell, let's play D'Amico Ryan's talking about that. We played it in the first hour. Let's play D'Amico Ryan's talking about some of the issues with guys not being on the same page, because if you listen to it closely, it's pretty telling, and it could be defense, it could be offense, it could be any, probably not special teams, because the special teams is playing pretty well this year. But here's D'Amico Ryan's talking about the issues.
I'm figuring out why things are happening. It's always baffling as a coach when you go through and you practice a certain thing and you work it a certain way and guys get in the game and do something completely different. Well, that's being disjointed. Like, we got to be on the same page and not on the same page. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We just got to do what we called. We got to run what we call, right? The techniques we work, the things we establish throughout training camp, we got to do that, right? And when we do that, you see, we operate efficiently. We are able to be in the right spot defensively, special teams-wise. We're able to get our blocks done the right way when we just execute what we practice all week. Right? You can't get in a game. So I told our guys, you can't get in a game and overcomplicate football. I know football can be a complex game within a game, but to me, football is simple. And you make it simple, you keep it simple, and allow guys to go play fast. All right, and that's what we've done, but we don't need to make things up. We don't need to try to do something or press and make a play. Just be like, we just have to stay with what we've been coached to do. Do it the right way every single time. When I say it's one snap at a time, that's what I truly mean. It's not, oh, I need to make this big play. You need to focus in one snap at a time. Do exactly what you're coached to do. When we do that, we play well. When we get outside of that and we try to do more, that's when we don't play well. So it's not complicated to play this game. We don't need to make it that way. Let's play fast and let's play fun.
Press and make a play could be quarterback. It could be secondary. Yeah. Like, it could be pass rush, leaving your pass rush lane, or run stopping, leaving your assignment. Because J.J. Watt used to be infamous behind the scenes on darting inside, trying to make a play when he wasn't doing necessarily what the defense wanted. Right. Like, they're like, no, play straight. Don't try to always make a play, JJ. But it could be a secondary getting out of position because they want to go make a play. It could be a quarterback not just taking a profit.
Could be all of them.
Could be all of them. Probably is all of them.
Yeah, probably is. All right, well, Josh Pate's next. So great college football talk. This is where you want to be next right here on ESPN 97.5. Especially you Aggies, we're going to talk a lot about that LSU game. Right now, though, I'm talking about your property tax bill showing up this month. You're going to get that. You're going to look at it. You're going to go, what? Now what now? How much do you think my house is worth? Are you kidding me? Because every year it's the same. It's the same. They keep on, they jack it up. With no reason whatsoever. They don't have any logic to it whatsoever. Just, let's go up 10, 15%. Let's do it. In a lot of cases, illegally, because there's a limit on how much they can charge you over last year's, right? But they don't care. They just jack it up. The government is wrong 86% of the time because Odenwell has the stats. 86% of their customers receive reductions. 86%. To me, that is unbelievable in two ways. First of all, that they can win at that level. Secondly, that the government is wrong that much. It's ridiculous. Odenwell customers average savings of over $1,100. No stress or big-time investment. If they don't win, you don't win. You only pay on what they win. Okay, so it's the only way to do this. They have the technology that you don't have to win. Stop overpaying. Start saving with Odenwell. Sign up in 3 minutes at Odenwell.com/Texas. That's Odenwell.com/Texas.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.